V-minus 72. Ford Residence, Birchwood, Colorado. What do you want? Dan spoke into the phone. Mr. McCarthy, Chairman Godfrey replied, his tone reflecting his pleasure that Dan had taken the call. Before we continue, I should let you know that you're on speakerphone. Why? Who else is there with you? The world's most familiar female voice answered, Hello, Dan. Dan turned to Emma. Slater's there, he mouthed silently. Emma gave him an okay hand gesture. She couldn't hear the other side of the call live, but knew Timo's phone would have similar recording software to her own, and that she'd be able to retrospectively analyze every syllable in due course. And we'll get right to the point, Godfrey continued. I understand you rejected an invitation to appear on the live episode of Focus 2020 this evening, and I'd very much appreciate it if you would reconsider. I imagine Billy Kendrick will make a fair fist of shutting down Cole's nonsense, but he lacks a certain gravitas. Crab, meanwhile, well, he can't be relied upon to do anything. And needless to say, whichever geosov rat crawls out of a sewer to say their piece will prove to be an obstacle rather than an ally. One of Valerie, Timo, or myself would gladly do this ourselves if we could. Godfrey went on. But as you might already know, GCC members are currently prevented from making substantive individual comments on anything within the Commission's explicit remit. And in more general terms, we really don't want this to become a shouting contest between the GCC and ELF. This isn't about two sides, Mr. McCarthy. This is about one planet's security being endangered by two extremely foolish men. Dan felt like asking if Godfrey was talking about Ding and himself rather than Ding and Cole, but he left this disdainful thought unshared. You know I made a decision to stay out of the spotlight and leave everything to the people who have been elected to lead, he said. And you know I didn't make that choice lightly. Dan, Godfrey said, slipping into first name informality in a deliberate attempt to emphasize his concern. That ship has well and truly sailed. He's right, President Slater chimed in. And I know this is a lot to ask after everything that's happened, but everyone would benefit from your appearance, Dan. Your presence is unifying in a way the rest of us can only dream of. I encourage you to talk openly about everything, including and especially your recent vision and the role you played in stopping a Geosov plot that the rest of the world doesn't even know we foiled. My only request is that you don't mention what happened immediately following your vision, with the unfortunate actions of the ground agents, or indeed the fact that they were alerted by a chip in your neck. As I said, that can be removed whenever is convenient. And if you are understandably concerned about further surveillance and by the security issues that might come with a re-heightened public profile, I'm entirely prepared to grant you full Secret Service protection. Your relationship with the messengers makes your well-being a national security priority, Dan, and in a personal sense, I'm very grateful for what you prevented. Whatever you want or need, consider it done. Okay, Dan said. Okay? Slater repeated. So you're in. I'm in. But Godfrey, don't start thinking we're on the same side here. I don't want there to be two sides, and I'm not going to pretend otherwise. And regarding the triangle itself, I— Good, Godfrey interrupted. And you can say anything other than what Valerie has asked you not to. You're a smart man, Dan. I know you don't want to bring unnecessary problems on anyone, least of all yourself. Godspeed. The call was terminated before Dan could reply. He didn't like Godfrey's use of the word Ken, as though Dan had somehow agreed to be bound by their conditions, but this was a small annoyance in the grander scheme of things. Excellent, Timo cheered. Dan, you are a good man, and this is the right thing. Emma held her hand out for Timo's phone. Dan handed it over, and she immediately navigated to a recording of the call. I'm going to listen back to this and see what I can read between the lines, as well as what we can read into what they actually said. Timo followed her with permission, just as keen to hear it. This left Dan and Tara alone in the living room. He sat down on the couch next to her and leaned back. Tara lifted her knees up onto the couch's surface and let her tired and slightly hungover head fall onto Dan's shoulder as ACN filled the wall in front of them. Talking head after talking head appeared to say their piece on the possible implications of the controversial recent comments from the ELF's leadership, and more generally on the organization's evident finder's keeper's attitude towards the Zanzibar Triangle. "I don't think you should be doing the show," Tara said after a few minutes, sounding as if she didn't want to say it. Like she didn't want to make Dan's next few hours any harder than they were already going to be, but like she really couldn't keep it in. "Emma doesn't usually get things like this wrong," Dan replied.
"I know,"
Tara sighed, looking up into his eyes with visible concern in her own.
"But I really don't like it."
Dan tried to think of a reply that would ease Tara's anxiety, but the truth echoed in the chambers of his mind too loudly to ignore, ultimately escaping of its own volition. "Neither do I,"